That's an easy way to bring you back to Rosie on the House. Here with Dennis and Lori Rusk of ABC Glass, we've talked our way through the different shower enclosures. We were talking about shower screens, and someone called in and said, what do you mean shower screens? Well, as you used to see the glass block being used for the snail showers, the doorless entry showers, now those glass blocks aren't going up anymore.
Thank God.
And we're just putting a plate glass screen there.
Right.
Just to contain the water splash.
Just to contain the water.
Yeah. And let's talk about screens. Do y'all do screens? Everybody's opening their windows here over the next 30 days.
Yes, we do screens. We do a lot of rescreening. People just bring in their frame and we rescreen it, put some bug screen in it, or we put shade screen, whichever you prefer. And it's becoming, right now, where it's our busy season because of the nice weather.
Yeah, like you say, everybody that's had that screen up a summer or two too long, and it's the vinyl's lost its elasticity from the ultraviolet, and it's starting to shred and give way, and now's the time to bring those in and rescreened.
Yes, and this time of year, people like to do some changes and change at the front of the house, and it's a very inexpensive way of doing that.
And I'll tell you, it's not as easy a do-it-yourself project as you might think. Getting the screen in and then rolling the little spline in there and then getting it trimmed and not having wrinkles. Well, what's the trick there?
Well, and trying to keep it as flat as possible, because if you put the spline in too tight, you pull it up and the screen all of a sudden twists on you. And it's kind of tough to get that screen back to square, believe me.
Now, I did find one way to cheat it for someone not an expert like you. I take the window screen frame and I lay it down on my work table, and then I cut a piece of masonite, the thickness of the frame, inside the window frame so that the material isn't sagging down. And then when I roll the spline in there, I don't get it right every single time, but usually within a time or two, I get it looking okay.
We do the same thing. We block the corners and we block it to keep it square. And then so when we do roll it on there, it rolls on nice and smooth and straight.
And then when you're trimming the excess outside of the spline, 9 times out of 10, my knife will slip, go across the spline, and cut the internal part of the screen.
That's why you try to cut it inside the spline there a little bit.
I do it every single time. Oh, man, I was this close to being finished. So y'all do screens. You do glass. You do not do glass block.
We don't do glass block. That's for a mason to come in to do, and we have learned our lesson on that.
Okay. 40-year-old company. Y'all have had it for 17 years. ABC Glass, located
at 15054 North Cave Creek Road. We're just south of Greenway on the west side of the street.
And y'all service how big an area?
We service pretty much most of the major metropolitan Phoenix area. Okay. There's just a few places that we can't get to within a good timely frame.
Well, Dennis, we certainly appreciate you and Lori coming in and sharing your Saturday morning with our listeners. The only thing we haven't touched on, it, we're in our talking points, are that one of the newer trends is this barn door style.
Barn door is becoming very popular in showers, and we've done some barn doors in some commercial buildings and some offices. But the shower door, barn door, is becoming very effective, because the bathrooms are so small and you have a toilet or a cabinet in the way, at least this barn door will move, give you an updated look, and still give you the use of having the whole bathroom.
At the Builder's Show, I actually saw a barn door tub enclosure unit, two doors that separated in the middle, but you only had to operate one door.
Right.
And they would both operate.
We saw that. We haven't had the chance to play with that yet. We're waiting to do that.
Well, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Thanks a million, Dennis. For those of you that didn't get in, I don't want you to be scared. You can always contact us at rosieonthehouse.com. If you'd like to learn more about your glass or mirror options at your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin, get a hold of the good folks at ABC Glass. The phone number, one more time?
602-971-3444. 440.
You can always find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Simply plug in your area, your zip code, ask for glass and mirror category, and ABC Glass will pop up. You can visit their landing page at rosieonthehouse.com. It can also take you to their website as well.
Absolutely. Quick text question. Do you do patio screens?
Yes, we do.
All right. They're very good.
And that's the other way people get in touch with all that. So we're checking out for the week. We appreciate you joining. We got another great show planned for y'all next week. I don't want you to get scared, and I don't want you to get nervous. If you got something you want to take care of in, about, around your house, home, castle, or cabin, just reach out to us at rosieonthehouse.com. That's a free encyclopedia of Arizona homeownership. Having answered homeowners' questions for 30 years, we have every question and every answer we've ever posted right there at Rosie on the House.
And you can get it in calendar form if you'd like something to have in front of you and help keep track of what home maintenance projects you should be doing each month. Just ask for your free copy in the calendar tab at Rosie on the House. Until next Saturday, y'all enjoy this beautiful Arizona weather.